Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Buenos dias, mi gente. Bienvenidos to the Public Theater's production of Romeo y Julieta. This production is co-presented by the Public Theater and WNYC Studios. Este es el programa de mano, o de oído en este caso, donde compartimos la historia y el contexto de nuestra producción. This audio production of Romeo y Julieta was directed by Sahima Lee and adapted from Alfredo Michel Modanese's translation by Sahima Lee and myself, Ricardo Perez Gonzalez. La adaptación es bilingüe, in both Spanish and English, y es una celebración, a celebration of love, language, y la comunidad latina. A la misma vez, existe en este cuento de amor una grave advertencia, a warning against needless division and hate.
So for this production, I really resisted the urge to set it in a particular time and place because I wanted to embrace different kinds of Spanish depending on who the person was who was speaking their language. So the listener, I hope, will be conjuring their own imaginative space using snatches of audio design that we've created without necessarily saying that this is set in this particular place.
That's Romeo y Julieta director Sahima Ali.
Romeo and Juliet is probably the play that I know best out of the canon. My desire then to do this, not only on the radio, but bilingual, is because I grew up bilingual myself, talking English and Swahili. And so crafting a world where people bring whatever version of Spanish is true to their personal identity, to their history, the sense of family, I wanted to embrace that and allow that complexity of Spanish to exist. Even though I wouldn't call myself a fluent Spanish speaker, cuando hablo español me siento como un niño. Pienso que no puedo dirigir muchas obras en español, pero yo sé el texto de Romeo y Julieta y entonces puedo dirigirlo.
So join us as we retell this tale as old as time in una nueva mezcla de lenguajes. Curl up with your favorite pillow or person, tu perro o gatito, y sueña con nosotros. You can follow along with the script or translation, both of which you can download on the Public Theater's website. But before the curtain goes up, sonically speaking, of course, the cast and creative team wanted to share some of their thoughts about the production, the whys and porqués, the journey, the love, the amor. Ayana Thompson, Public Theater Shakespeare scholar in residence, shares her thoughts sobre la importancia de esta producción.
I think it's incredibly important in this moment. Romeo y Julieta is acknowledging the fact that the United States is not all English-speaking all the time, acknowledging the fact that our Latinx brothers and sisters are bringing rich cultural traditions that we will benefit from. And I think it's incredible to have a Black Julieta. I think it's so beautiful. And to hear her speaking in Spanish is so amazing. I just think this is exactly the production we need right now when our world is so angry and fraught and sick.
So for me, it became this cautionary tale about the dangers of tribalism.
That's Lupita Nyong'o, who plays Julieta.
I think that stories like this that stand the test of time have a renewable energy, right? There's something innately applicable to different generations that experience it, and that they hold certain inalienable truths that make them relevant for all time. And so the fact that the story about tribalism is packaged in this love story makes it very intriguing, it's inviting you to its fire. And I think that's the best way to create empathy, when you invite people to that passionate fire, like Romeo and Juliet does.
Juan Castaño, who played Lupita's Romeo, joins the conversation.
If anything, just for an artistic accomplishment, es una vaina increíble de poder hacerlo en español. It's going to be accessible a gente que por ejemplo, mi papá solo habla español. And he's going to listen to this. Él no lo escucharía si lo estuviera haciendo en inglés. Pero como lo estoy haciendo en español, él va a disfrutar de una cosa que él no hubiera podido haber accessed si no fuera por esta traducción.
O sea, que yo me crié con ese menjunje de los dos idiomas. Entonces, para mí, poder hacer la obra, leer la obra, cambiando de un idioma al otro, ¿verdad? Switching back and forth, para mí fue un verdadero privilegio.
Karen Lugo, who played Sor Juana, shares su punto de vista.
Para mí es como, ah, bueno, así es que yo hablo. That's how I speak.
By doing it in a bilingual version, you are casting a reference, casting an eye on the fact that we are still a divided country and that we somehow have to figure out how to get past that. If we're going to be the country we should be, the country we dream of being.
That's public theater artistic director Oscar Eustace.
What is it? I think it was Octavio Paz that said, Mexico and the United States are two countries divided by a common border. And exactly the dialectic contained in that is what I think Romeo y Julieta is about. How can we not be divided by our common border? How can we actually take the ways that we speak differently, that we communicate differently, that we envision ourselves differently, and leap over that wall and find ourselves connected despite our differences? And that's really America's project right now, as it is Romeo y Julieta's.
Translator Alfredo Michel Modenesi sees a special import to this production for those of us, como yo, like myself, caught in between la cultura de nuestros padres y la cultura estadounidense.
It's something that's reminding you the in-betweeners there, where the other part of you comes from. Because it's been there, it's been through your parents or your mother, but maybe it's your grandmother, and so it's two generations back. And it's like, oh, wait a second, it's here. It's still here, it still speaks to me. I connect, and there is a reason why I should continue to connect to it.
At the suggestion of Alfredo, Sahim eliminated the role of Julieta's father and made her mother the head of the household, La Que Manda, played by Florencia Lozano.
It was incredible. I think she really has internalized the patriarchy. And that is, in some ways, the tragedy of the play for her, is that she couldn't bear her daughter to live the life that she lived and suffer the things she suffered. So she ended up indirectly killing her.
Patriarchy isn't the only subject esta adaptación enfrenta. Modesto Lacen, Romeo y Julieta's moved Prince Aeschylus, habla de Afro-Latinidad and who Shakespeare belongs to.
It has been a journey to feel that most of the time I was being judged as an actor because of my accent. I look African-American, but I am Latino. So I'm, first of all, grateful that we're having this conversation, that there's more opening now for Afro-Latinos in our business because we exist. There's no contradiction in being Black and Latino. You know, Shakespeare, of course, was written in English, but Shakespeare is for everybody. And I think the public has done that, you know, since the beginning, thinking about Raúl Juliá, that, you know, he played Shakespeare with his accent, Jesuit was thicker than mine. You don't need to be British or have the American standard English to perform or to feel or connect to Shakespeare.
So, dear listeners, es hora de comenzar. Pero antes de empezar, I want you to think of someone. Someone you love. Alguien que amas. Piensa en su cara, sus ojos, su nombre. And as we begin this tale of love and loss, di su nombre. Speak their name into the world.
My name is Iram Delgado. I play Tybalt. I want to send a big shout out of love to my family in Puerto Rico. Miss you. I think about you every day.
Hello, Jennifer. Jennifer Modenesi and her brother Maurice as well. Hello. And so on to everyone who's a Modenesi there.
Le voy a enviar un saludo a mi madre querida, Carmen Luz Negroni. Cari, te amo con todo mi corazón. A mi papá, Iván Lugo Rosa. Ooh, we beat cancer. Aleluya.
I want to say I love you to Jack Eustace and Laurie Eustace and Kyle Brown.
Sí, Julio Monge, which is part of our cast.
Mr. Graves, Douglas Graves, he was my theater teacher in seventh grade, and he cast me in my first role ever. It is because of that production that I went on to become an actor.
Hello and hola, mi gente. What's going on? This is John Concado, and I play Peter. And I just want to send a lot of love to mi mama in Queens and to mi papa and all my family in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Lots of love to everybody, and please stay safe.
Entonces, dear listeners, querido público, without further ado, Romeo y Julieta. We recommend you listen con headphones for the optimal sonic experience.